Okay, today we learn Sibur Reis Adiktes, which is the most lumdish of the simanim on Hilchas Shatnez. Before I begin Reis Adiktes, I was caught off guard last week with a question I couldn't answer, which happens about once a year, and I'd like to come back and answer. I mentioned to you last week, Rashi Shita, that Shua Tevi Benoiz, according to Rashi, noiz means woven. Shua, according to everybody, means combed, combing out the fibers. And noiz is making them into threads. And what? Shua, tevi, I mean, is making it into threads, thank you. Spinning it. And noiz, according to Rashi, was to be oiring it, was to weave it. So the question was asked, does that mean that if you take a needle and you sew shatnez together, it's not shatnez? It's not woven? The question that you asked last week. On tzitzis, how do you ever have klayim? So I was, it's such a simple question that of course there's an answer, I just couldn't figure it out. So I took out the Chochmas Adam. The Chochmas Adam in Dinas Adam has an introduction where he presents the Shitas HaRishayim, and he presents Rashi as follows. He says, Das Rashi Svirulei Klayim Dairaisa Chiyat Semer V'Apishton Sirukim Yachad B'Misrak, combed together with a comb, V'Nisfon Yachad, and spun together, V'Arugim Yachad, and woven together, V'Chisa Achaz M'Shloisha Eilu Einbei Klayim Dairaisa. Now what about our question? He says, V'Makomok E Niroli. It's interesting. He says that as a Niroli Akochach Bay Derasha Rashi the dafka de ariga vina sheshua yachad v'nitzvi yachad. Because shatnez, Rashi's teaching the word shatnez. Shatnez means all of these things together. Shua tevi v'nais. Avo kishe kashran ay tafran ay kolon yachad. But if a person tied or sews or we or braids them together, afa pisha sarkan the tavan, even though they were combed and spun kolecha b'tnei atzmai havidaraisa k'diksiv yachtos based kifos. So it's interesting, Rashi sheet is only when you weave the yinishua plus tevi plus noiz, but when you're not weaving them, when you're connecting them any other way, they don't have to be spun and woven together, they don't have to be combed together or spun together. The rai is from tzitzis is a shatnez on a baguette. It's not combed together, it's not spun together, it's chelas, it's semer, which is put into a beged of pishtan. Right. Even though they were sarkan yachad, you separate. You need sarkan and tavan, but you don't need them together. Only arig need, in other words, there are two types of shatnez. There's shatnez, shua, tevi, and noiz, which is all three together, like Rashi. And then there's yachtav, connecting semer, pishtan, yachtav, be'etzem, is a chiyuv, which it seems that by weaving needs daf go together with shua and tevi. Now the Rambam sheet is oy shua, oy tevi, oy nois, which I mentioned to you last week, that any combining the Rambam holds their eyes. But anyway, this is the explanation of Shitas Rashi. And now we come to Simur Reis Tadiktes. Simur Reis Tadiktes, you will assume at first glance, is not lamaisa for anybody. But after we're matzliach to understand Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, the two Sifim of Reis Adiktes, we'll see that the entire controversy over reprocessed fibers, which are the fibers that are used in the padding and in some mattresses and some gloves, the whole controversy depends on the lumdis of Sif Aleph and Sif Beis and what we're about to learn. Now, B'derech Hagdama, I'd like to read you something from Yeridaya, from Ilchus Basa B'Cholav, and we'll see where it'll come out here. I feel that it's good to read it first. It's a very simple din, and subsequently we'll see where it plugs in here. We'll be able to discuss it intelligently, presumably. The question that we're dealing with now is the question of heter beheter if we say bitum. Now this is a very different lomdus than we normally learn Hilchos Shatnez. Here the question is, when you have fibers of different mina mixed, whether there's a din of bivol. So B'derech HaKdama, I want to read to you from Siman Tzadik Tes, in Hilchos Taruvos, rather, not Pasuk Chav, Hilchos Taruvos, Ramah Sivav, and it's a very straightforward halacha, no machlokes. It says the following: Kazayis cholov shenafel lamayiv in this battle b'shishu. If you have milk that fell into water, and it was batel b'shishu, it's less than a 60th in the water. So the water is not milachik. The water now, the milk is batel. Va'achakach nafel min hamayiv l'kederi shabasar. Then some of this water fell into a pot of meat, mutter. Let's say you have 1 ounce of milk, 60 ounces of water, and 10 ounces of meat. There's not enough meat to be mevatel the milk. Nevertheless, heter beheter is batel. When the milk falls into the water, it's heter, both a heter. It's not milk anymore, okay. So it's there, it's batel b'shishim. And then it's mutter.
The milk
Ramah doesn't bring any machlokes on the topic.
The milk is dispersed in the water anyway. Even if not bitl, even if you get in that
bitl. Well, we call that bitl ach palach. We call that it disperses and it's not noticeable.
So now when it fell in, 1 ounce of milk didn't fall in, not one.
Absolutely. Because if he took the whole water, he made a soup out of it.
He put
some chicken in, and he wanted to make a chicken soup. So even though there's no shishim in the chicken against the milk, but the water does. That's exactly the point. You're right. You don't eat bittul with the meat. The bittul heter beheter is bottle by itself. Now that is not any issue of controversy. It's true. The kasha that the mafarshim deal with is pshita. What's the chiddush? You can't make any. You can't make Jews happy. Either it's shver or else it's pashit. You know, like. So the Shach asks, is Pashit. So listen to the Shach's teretz, and then we'll learn our simon. The Shach in Simchat Nechav Beis, he says, Ein lahakshis ha-gof ha-din. Pshita. Kol isa batel b'shishim. If Chazar is batel b'shishim, so of course milk is batel b'shishim. It's pshita. Yesh lo'imar, they'll listen to his teretz. Shundila Kamon Simiresh Tzadik Tes Simchat Aleph Sif Aleph. You say Simiresh Tzadik Tes Sif Aleph. Look at the pages you have in front of you. That's Resh Tzadik Tes. Says because later Resh Tzadik Tes Sif Aleph, we will learn the Heter Beheter Loishayach Bittel. Here we're going to learn Heter Beheter is not bottle. Kamash Vlon the Hacholay Amrinon Hachi. So saying by Shatnis we're going to learn it's not bottle, and by milk and water it is bottle. Easy shach. That's a very easy shach if you don't look at Reish Tzadik Tes, right? There's no time. Okay, 1 second. Rabbi Kiva Eger is matmiya, said Tamua. Ander Rabba, Hossam, Isa, we're going to learn momentarily in the Reish Tzadik Tes, that Tzemer Gamalim, Mitzemer Achalim, She'irvon Zebezeh, that they are bottle. Imaroiv, Gamalim, bottle. Heter Beheter is bottle. I'm not talking about we're talking about if you have wool from sheep, which can make sadness, and wool from camels, which doesn't is not awesome. And it's correct, Rabbi Kimager. What's going on with the Shach? The Shach says the Chiddush is that by milk ketabat is bottle, even though by shatness is not bottle. Rabbi Kimager is in our simin, shatness is bottle. So we're going to learn it now. We're going to learn it momentarily. What I want to show before we begin, because a lot of the, at least the ikkala machlok halacha lemaisa will depend on understanding this shach and Rabbi Kiva Eger. Obviously, they learned our siman differently. The shach is saying we're about to learn heta beheta loy batel. Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying we're about to learn heta beheta is batel. So let's see what it says. But this is the issue that we are going to we're going to deal with as we learn Reish Tzadik Tes. It just sort of is a tease as you go into it to know that the Shach Rabbi Kiva Eger understood our simon in totally opposite ways. The Shach says in our simon it's not bottle. Rabbi Kiva Eger says in our simon it is bottle. So let's see who's right. Chayzev Aniyah would only be if you put more tzemer rechalim in, not if you put pishtan in. Chayzev Aniyah is if you have milk into water, and then you add more milk, so it could be Chayzev Aniyah, the time could come back. But not if you have something else, there wouldn't be Chayzev. Okay, so let's learn the sif. The sif talks about things that are or are not bottle. The Mishnah, which nobody could argue about, the Mishnah, and I think it's the first Mishnah Perek Tes of Kalayim, says clearly, Neiman b'Neiman bottle. Let's just remember, there are threads and there are fibers. Two different things. Fibers are the raw wool, or the raw flax, or raw cotton. Before it's made into a thread, that's called Neiman, that's called fibers. Once you spin them, they become threads. At that time, they become chutim, or threads. So here, let's see what it says. Sifal. Tzemer recholim. V'tzemer gemalim. If you have sheep's wool and camel wool, or kiyaitzabai, or anything similar, shetarfon zebezeh, that were mixed one with the other, this is while they're still fibers, v'tava mehen tevoi, and you spun a thread, imhaya hachatsi, not right, but hif, meharachalim from the sheep, hariya kol ketzemer, it's awesome, hariya klayim and pishtim, imhaya roiv meagmalim, but if roiv was from camels, so they have threads made out of roiv tzemer gemalim, mutter la'arvay in pishtan. Now that's a Mishnah. You need roiv. To be mevatlet, you need roiv. Not do the actual tansa. You need roiv heter to make it mutter. If it's 50-50, this is not bottle. Right? So you need roiv of heter. So this is a Mishnah. Reish perik tes decline. Okay, so that much neiman b'neiman of tzemer b'tzemer, you go bus arrive. No rishayim could argue on that. That's a fair shemishn. So let's read fighter. Mipnei shetzuras hakoil tzuras gamal. The thread now is gamal wool thread, camel hair thread. They chayshish l'nima shel tzemer hamuravim behem mipnei she'enam chutei tzemer. And we're not worried about the fiber of wool that's mixed in, because they're not threads of wool. So this is a halacha psuka, which seems to be like Rabbi Kivager says, that heter the heter is bottle. When you have one tzemer mixed with another tzemer, then it's bottle. Lefikach. Oyrais hakavos. You have a keves, a sheep. You're making now leather. You take sheep hide, making a leather baguette out of lamb's hide. Shais meim albushim, muta l'tayfron b'chutei pishtan. You're allowed to sew the leather with pishtan threads. Ve'ein chayshishin l'nimay shel tzemer. I should be afraid that the animal hide still has fibers of wool connected to it. Ava bishin nichruchu b'chachur ha-pishtan. And they may get wrapped around the thread of pishtan shetafrubai, sharei batlu b'miyutan. Okay, one thing at a time. Good. And now, first of all, this is a stretch. The lefikach is a stretch. He says the Mishnah says semer and semer, heter and heter is b'go basarayv, and on that he says. Lefikach, and therefore, who's he quoting? Mishnah Beis. Lefikach, oyreis hakvasim shaisimem albushim matzatover b'chutei pishtan ve'chutei shel tzemer apishnichu b'chachot apishnichu shetaf rubai shevatul b'miyuta. The lefikach seems to be not a real lefikach. It doesn't seem to follow.
It's not a baguette of wool.
It's a leather baguette. But then what about these threads? If you have a leather baguette, you sew it with wool and linen, it would still be aser.
So, no,
bottle to the leather. What do you mean? But it may be bottle to the leather. But until now, we said if you take fibers and you make a thread out of two fibers, you go basarayv. So where does that come to sewing hide, if you want to say the heter is a side heter, what? So that's a good thing, but that's not a fikach. Where's the bottle? Where is the bottle of fibers into fibers? Yeah, he said fibers and fibers. So that doesn't follow. Bottle to the leather? Bottles when you have a mixture. If I have something that's clearly a leather jacket and I see stitches right here, what does it mean it's bottled to the leather? I have a leather. I'm wearing a leather jacket. I'm going on my motorcycle, so I don't think it's lamb's leather. But and I can see thread. I can see it was sewn. It was stitched. Where's the bittle? Am I leather clothing? Am I stitched? When I have a thread that's a mixture, it's one thing. Now I'm not saying it shouldn't be mutter. I'm just saying the lefikach doesn't seem to follow.
Was the wool sheared off this leather?
We're afraid it's not the 21st century where obviously everything was taken off totally. You know, we're talking about the once upon a time society where things they were left. There was still some fuzz of tzemer left. So he's saying the fuzz of tzemer doesn't matter.
I'll go back one step.
Yeah.
Always shabbos. Why is it awesome? Always buckled. Every bed that you have, little piece of how much
is this shabbos? Always be buckled. See, right. So what you're saying is that tzemer and pishtun is not bottle.
No.
I could have a baguette of 10,000 threads of pishtun and have one baguette of tzemer in it shouldn't be bottle.
Right.
Now a chut for sure, that's for surely true. A chut is that's even if you lose it, if you sewed one wool into a baguette of pishtun, you can't find it. There's no bittle because that's the tzura of the aveira. The tzura is no. So that's the thing. Here, when it's 50-50, when I mix semer recholim and semer gemalim, heter and heter. So when I mix heter and heter, so that's the Mishnah, you go basarai. When you mix one type of wool with another type of wool, the result is a thread in which the wool is bottled. Now I could sew it into a pishta. But we did not yet say anywhere here that if I mix semer and pishta in its bottle, we didn't talk about it. We could talk about it. But we didn't discuss it yet. Where are we talking about it? The gross of cotton hay, as we'll see in a moment, has this problem with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch jumps from a mixture of heter beheter, which is semer acholim with semer gemalim, which is the Mishnah Alam, to a case of lefikach, to a case where you're sowing with semer gemalim and the neiman. You're sewing with pishtun, and the neiman of tzemek are wrapped into these threads. Maybe it's mutter, but it's not lefikach. They're two different cases. Yeah.
It seems like he's saying that just like you mix tzemer and gemalim, it could be butter, but the whole thing is considered tzemer and gemalim. The same way, if you have a little nimos on the or, it's not considered or.
It's considered R. All right, that's a chiddush to say it's considered R. And I know, is that what, let's see the words. Ein chashal nima shal tzemer muravim behem, ne she'ein lam chutei tzemer. Fika charis ha'gol, she'ein lam ha'bushim, but l'tar v'chutei pishon, ein chashal nima shal tzemer, avi she'ein nichrichu b'chlal chud ha'pishton, sh'tavru b'ay, she'arei botlu b'miyuton. You're saying botlu means the bottle into the leather?
That would be the
lefikach. Okay. Bottle into the leather, it's a little hard to understand. Leather and fibers don't become one. They're two different things. And maybe, I don't know. Yeah, it's recognizable. It would seem that it got wrapped around the thread that you're sewing with. And once it got wrapped around the thread, presumably, we'll talk later if it's recognizable, presumably it's not recognizable. The fibers in the thread, then I can understand. What? That's what I would think. It's wrapped around somewhere in the thread of linen. That's the problem. How is a bottle in the linen? Yeah, but fiber into fiber, if somebody would come along, Machaba would say, when you have fibers of linen and fibers of wool, they get mixed, you go basarayv. Okay, it would be a chiddush. But it wouldn't be a steer to the whole din of shatnas, at least like most Rishayim. But there would be, like Rashi, it's still a problem, because Rashi says shatnas is when you do tevi of wool and linen together. Obviously one is more than the other, Obviously, it's not bottled. So it's something of an issue to understand what it means here. The Gra, it makes a diuk from the words that are to follow. Let's see. B'chein canvas v'pishtan.
That's the end of the Mishnah.
Okay. B'chein a canvas v'pishtan. Canvas, we said last week, is hemp or is a non-shatnez plant. Somehow related to marijuana. A canvas v'pishtan shetarfan zebizeh. If you mix canvas and pishtan, right, me a canvas mutter. Lahar gatavi mehem u'chutei tzemer. Same thing. If you have fibers made into a thread, rive of canvas, it's good. Imayu mechza la mechza, aser. Because then the pishtan is not part. Hilkach. Now listen to this. Mishinis arav loy tzemer im pishtan. If somebody has got fibers, he's got tufts of wool and tufts of flax, and they're all mixed into one bunch. What do you do? Mevi min acher, uma'arvoi imohem, umevatol echad mehem. And here, we're obviously not concerned with bitlis lechatchila, we'll have to figure out why. Here, lechatchila, you have this mixture of tzemer u'pishtan, you can't do anything with it. So you use it as the miyot in threads which are made out of a min acher. This whole sieve is the talking of bittel of fibers. We're not talking about bittel of threads. This is what you were saying. So what's the threads? Bad news. It's not bad. But Kozman with their fibers, so the fibers are a bottle bereif.
The whole din of bittul is only before gummy stuff in the woods.
Before they're made into tevi, into right. Threads.
Why
what?
Why do you have to bring them in
So this is the Gra. The Gra, I think he means to ask this. He's saying, hold on a second. If you understood the first the previous piece of the Shulchan Aruch, that when you're sewing we're not worried fibers of tzemer into the thread of pishtam, because tzemer and pishtam is also batel. If that's true, why do you have to bring min acher? Why do you bring another min? Just bring mostly of one of the two minim. In other words, the Mishnah says tzemer and tzemer is batel bereif. All agree. It's fibers of, is there a din that tzemer and pishtin fibers are also batel? We seem to have a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. First, in the case of sewing the or, at least the way I understood it, fibers of wool are batel into pishta. And now he says, maybe min acher, he's got to bring another min in order to make it work. So if you look in Gra Hei, it's Kedarkai, not an easy Gra, but if you go towards the end of it, the second line from the bottom in our prints, Divrei Shulchan Aruch Tumuim. Gam Divrei Rambam Shulchan Aruch Hanal. Shekosvu, they write a Lashem Ipnei She'enam. Where's the Lashem Ipnei She'enam? Iris Akwasa Yahu Mito Taifa. Thank you. He said before that we're not worried about nimos of tzemer mixed recholim with gemalim, because the resulting thread is not a chud of tzemer, which means that it's a chud of gemalim. Ukvar hiksha arrived because it says shibush v'chitzemer v'pishtim batel v'raiv. That's his kasha. V'chitzemer v'pishtim batel v'raiv. So he's saying that tzemer v'tzemer. Okay, that's a mishnah. Tzemer v'pishtan, tzemer and pishtan batel v'raiv. This the Rambam says it. The Rambam says there's a din of bittel, but the raivin is matmiya, and the Gross says that the Tamiya is correct. And that's the way the place gave them on, even though the Mechaber and the Rambam seem to hold differently. But the Din of Bittul is only Tzemer B'Tzemer, or canvas the pishtan, but not fibers of tzemer and fibers of flax. That is no din of bittul, despite the fact that the mechaber of Shloshan Rambam seems to hold that there is a din of bittul.
If there would be bittul, then you could never have shabbos, because whichever one is more, I tell.
You can never have in one thread, you can never have shatnez. That's right. You still have in a baguette, if you sew it, if sure tevi, no, it's the chayre, every tevi would be, yeah, you're right.
Why did the
Gro
wait until this
case?
Why did the
Gro wait until here? Let's see, does he mention the case of leather earlier? Also, case of Shemai Samson, so why did he ask you before in the case of the leather? I don't know. Well, what's he asking it on? He's saying, it's not so clear on which line he's going. I mean, Sivkotin Hay is taka positioned at the end. There was a Shabu Bittel. I'm not sure. I always have a hard time with the flow of the Gra, so I'm not sure why he asks it here. But he says, what? Who put the Aleph Beis? The Gra didn't put the Aleph Beis.
Okay. The Gra types the leather, it was bottled.
Maybe like one of you answered, yeah. Could be.
The
Gra
was not meant for publication.
The Gra was his personal notes. Yeah. Yeah, I understand. People who published it were themselves world-class Talmidei Chachamim. Okay, here there are a couple of issues that I want to mention. First of all, the question of whether Bittul is only Tzemer Recholim and Tzemer Gemalim, which are similar, and Dafka Canvas and Pishta, which are similar, or whether it's all types of double meaning. In other words, you could learn that the Mishnah is dafka, semer and semer, and canvas and pishto, which are similar. And the Tosfos Yontif there learns that way on the Mishnah. It's interesting, there's a bir halacha in the beginning of Simin Tes who argues with the Tosfos Yontif. It's a rare bir halacha should argue. He says, Acha kachrisi in the Hagos Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, like I said. And that's the first Rabbi Kiva Eger. Originally, Rabbi Kiva Eger wasn't always on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. I guess the Chafetz Chaim had the other ones. But anyway, he says, Semer Gamal, who had done Semer Gamal, and Shatar from Candace, Verubay Candus. Okay, Pishon Zarbaray Gamal, and Tashbats. So Lamaisa, if somebody's going to argue with our discussion of whether when you mix wool with the synthetic fibers that exist today, maybe it's not included. So we have Rabbi Kiva Eger and a Bir Halacha that Paskin, no, it's any Taruvus of Minim. It applies in all cases, and therefore we'll be able to discuss this Mitzvah Hashem in a few minutes.
So 60% rayon and 40% wool is not Shabbos?
No. We're talking about the thread. We're not talking about when you look at the ingredients on a baguette, when you look at the contents of a baguette, it's not telling you what the threads are made of. It's telling you what the baguette is made of. Any thread that is made out of combined material is labeled OF. OF stands for other fibers. Anytime they use a mixed fiber, they're supposed to write OF. It's really not well controlled. Especially with things that come from China or South America, a lot of the sweaters that come from there, the shatnez is let it be known that when it says wool, it may not be wool. It may be other fibers. It's a little hard to catch the mixtures, or maybe there's a lack of desire to catch the mixtures, but that's the way it is. At any rate, let me get back to the Shach and Rabbi Kiva Eger. So let's see. The Shach said that you shouldn't wonder. It's no chiddush that milk and water is not bottled, because we find in Reish Tzadik Tes Sif Aleph the heter beheter lo shayach bittel. That or that is not shy of bittul. So what does that mean? We're by threads. What's the case?
By threads is no,
but that's wool into linen. That's not heter beheter. Where do you have heter beheter? It sounds like he's talking about Semer Cholim and Semer Gemalim. So Rabbi Kivega sounds right. Rabbi Kivega is saying that here the beheter beheter is bothered. A thread or a fiber? A thread?
All thread.
Yeah. So that's actually going to be sifbei. Sifbei is when I have a baguette that has one thread of pishton somewhere in it, and I tie some to the other end. We'll get to that. That's what you mean. But right now, as far as sifalef is concerned, the pashtus is like Rabbi Kiveg. Here is a Chazon Ish in Yerodeya Kufbei Alef Tes. Who seems to chart a course for himself. I found that Devin Ozel says the same thing, and the Noid Yehuda at least says it as a possibility. The Chazon Ish learns different than we learned till now. I teach this whole sif the way the Pashto seems to be the teach it, that we're talking about Bittul. The Shach and Taz sound, they talk about Bittul. You look at the Shach Aleph. He's going already on the strings. I'm sorry. What's the Taz going on? Yeah, Taz is going on fibers. Nisar Semer Cholim and Pishta, maybe Semer Gamalim, Harbi, and Ma'ariv, and Melan, this battle at Semer Cholim. They use a Lashon of Bittul. Everyone uses a Lashon of Bittul. Chazon Ish says, wrong. We're not talking about Bittul. No bittul at all. Look at the language of the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Rambam's Lashon. The fourth line of the Shulchan Aruch, Vimhaya harayv megamalim mutter, mutter la'arvayim pishtad, mibnei shetzuras ha'koyel, tzuras semegamalim. So to Chazon Ish, we're not talking about bittul at all. Heter beheter here is takana potl, like it says in the Shach. And we mean here is that the resulting thread has the characteristics of tzemeh gemalim. It's not, a thread is defined by its rive, not because of dinei bittul. Because tzuras ha'koyel is tzuras tzemeh gemalim. The tzura of the resulting thread is that thread of tzemeh gemalim. And we talk it don't mean bittul. We mean a halacha in shatnez that you go by the, you have to define every thread has to be labeled with one material. And whatever material is right, that's the defined material for that thread.
So it's a different color?
If it's nicker, you mean?
What if it's less than rive?
It's an afkamina. Okay,
what
good.
What if it's less than rive of but it looks like.
I guess the assumption is that Roiv would make it look that way. That's the assumption. We'll give it whatever characteristics it has, it would have the characteristic of Roiv. So this is the Shita of the Chazon Ish. And here, there's a tremendous nafkamina, which all of the Ha'intag Achrayim, even the Tveris Yisrael, and Batiklaim is the Tveris Yisrael's Kuntris on Dinei Shatnez, which was incorporated into, it's printed with the Mishnayos. And they talk about the shaila of bittul when it's nicker. What happens if you have a thread? It's mixed tzemer gemalim and tzemer gemachalim. Today you have expert shatnez checkers, and they take a look at it, and they could see that there's wool mixed in with the camel here. And certainly, if it's mixed in with canvas, wool and canvas, they can see the wool, they can see the canvas, they can see which is which. So the shaila is, in a case where it's nicker, whether this sif still applies or doesn't apply. The Chazon Ish and Devin also write that the reason nicker is not mentioned in the Paiskim is because of that pshat, that has nothing to do with nicker and non-nicker. We're not talking about bittul. We're talking about the characteristic of a thread going basarayv. And since it goes basarayv, therefore, that's how we define the thread. And it doesn't matter if it's nicker or it's not nicker. This is what the Chazon Ish and Devin also write, is a tshuva from some contemporary, I think, to Shevet Alevi and Lahiris Nosson and Nosson Gestetner, who are ma'ar that if it's nicker, it should be a problem. If it's nicker, it should be a problem. This whole din of bittul should not apply. Say it again. They're not Isser. Why are they not Isser? Well, according to the Rambam, Shua Oitevi Oino. According to the Rambam, even if they're just combed together, if they're together when they're combed, but here they weren't together, you're right. Wool by itself is never Isser. Wool by itself is never Isser. So you're telling me that you could put milk into water lechatchila, even if later you plan to mix it with meat. It's not called bitlis, that's what you're saying.
Milk is milk, but
well, wool is wool.
A fiber of wool
A piece of milk is a drop of milk is not awesome either. Wool to linen is the same as milk to meat. By itself, it's heter. In the mixture, it's awesome, right?
Why would that be a problem?
But you may be right anyway.
Why would it be a problem to put a little bit of milk into water and then put
it in? There's a Ran in Cholin, who later in Cholin, Daf Yomi didn't get there yet. There's a Ran later who's dying from a riff that it should be awesome to do lechatchila to mix with meat. Most Rishonim hold this not a problem. I think there's a Ran that everyone calls. The Ran says heter beheter, it didn't like min b'mina, even though they have different tastes, and it's not bald. Is such a thing which may or may not be halacha. What? The head of the tzura.
I think it was roiv. It was roiv.
It's 51% kabbalah.
And it still looks like tzuras. The
Chazon Ish is saying that if it's 51% one material, that's the tzura of the thread. That's what the thread. I don't know what tzura means exactly, but. Well, if it's 51 to 49%, that's pretty close. I have no clue how threads work, so I couldn't say. With what? Fikach, when you sow, use a lashon bittul. Yeah. I think the Chazon Ish is going to have to somehow use the lashon bittul for the tzura. I'm not sure. Just like those who are bittul have to touch up tzura somehow, those who use tzura have to touch up bittul. I'm not sure. Okay. At any rate, I don't know. There's a anyway. This is the machlokes. The machlokes had to learn if nicker matters or it doesn't matter, and it's a machlokes ladina. So Rabbi Yashiv in his Kovitz Tshuvas has a tshuva what to do lemaisa. In other words, we're going to talk about the padding, which is where all this comes up. When you have padding in the jacket, they're very often that the Shatner's lab will tell you. The padding has a shaila, ask your Rav. Say, what do you mean? You're the Shatner's lamp. Why am I asking the Rav? You should know. And they'll tell you, they're chalukei dinim. We once had the Shatner's lamp, we had a few times before Pesach that they came here to Shul to check for Shatner's. There was a Sunday that they were here and people brought their suits. So before they came, they asked me, what should we tell people in the case, which I'll mention shortly, where the padding. Has some strands of wool and some strands of linen. So let me tell you what Rabbi Yashiv says l'maisa, and let's see. The Rabbi Yashiv is saimech l'maisa, even if it's nicker that it's mutter. It's a chelik aleph of his kovitz tshuvas. So they jotted down the whole thing, but anyway. He's Mekel Lamaisa. He's Seimach on the Chazon Ish's explanation with Tzirufim. With Tzirufim of the Shitas that we're going to discuss shortly that are Mekel on padding anyway. If you hold, you need shua tevi and noise. So anyway, the padding is not shua tevi and noise. And with a tzirif of those shitas, he's meikel. He has a third tzirif of a bir halacha. Again, the bir halacha was meikel. Oh, by shar minim. That the bir halacha was meikel, that if it's mixed with other minim, it's mutter. That was a tzirif. And tzirif beis is a tzirif. We're going to see he has certain tzirufim. But essentially, Rabbi Yashiv is saimach on the Chazon Ish. There are those who bring that the Chazon Ish is not a new shita in the matter. They bring, as I mentioned, the Behuda Tinyana Yeredeus and Makuf Peivav, who says it at least in some Rishayim, although he doesn't say it clearly Lahavacha. And they also bring from Darach Hashulchan Sivkat and Dalid here on Reis Adik Tez, which is also seems to say that even if it's Nikar, it's Mutter. So the long and short of it is that we're learning today a Mishnah that a mixture of Tzemer Chalom and Tzemer Gemalim Yigobas arrive. And we have a Machlaikis how to explain it. L'chayra, the Shachar, Rabbi Kivega arguing about this. Rabbi Kivega learns the way we learn Parshit that we're talking about Bittul. And Tzemer Chalom wall is Bittul into Tzemer Gemalim. And if it's Bittul, then if it's Nikar, it won't be Bittul. And the Chazon Ish, so the Imei are learning, we're not talking about Bittul, we're talking about defining a thread. And the Meila, it's a, there's this idea of Tzem, of Tzuras HaChut, and a Chut can only be one thing, and whatever's right, that's what it is. So this is the basics of Sif Aleph. Now, we have to learn Sif Beis. I want to learn the Ramah quickly, and hopefully we'll come back to it, because we're talking today about fibers, basically. We're talking about fibers. The Ramah talks about threads. So we're going to have to discuss this. If you have, you know you have a thread of wool mixed in somewhere in the Beged. You can't find it. So it's not mutter. It's still aser. And it remains that way. Second din of the Ramah, Beged shashesi shomeshi. Every weaving has shesi and erev. Shesi and Erev are the wolf, what do they call it? The wolf. The wolf. Yeah. So it has the cross threads, the threads which go in both directions. Which one goes in which direction? What's up and down? So the way I remember it, when I was in 11th grade, we learned Parakahirik. And we talked about it in the Mishkan, the way they did it. So they set up the threads up to down. And then they threw the threads back and forth. So it must be our Rebbe who told us, when you have an Erev string, the Erev goes from one pole to the other, across. That's the Erev. The Erev is the one they throw. They call it the shuttle, right? It's named after the airlines have a shuttle back and forth. They named this after the shuttle. They have a shuttle. It's a contraption that has a spool in it. And as you throw it, it unwinds. In the summer of 79, I was teaching Masechta Shabbos in camp. As I was teaching Masechta Shabbos, I made in the shoebox, I made a little weaving loom so that I could teach them. I was dating that summer. So for a date, I decided I would go to Museum Village. Because there they have a weaving loom. So I picked up, the girl I was dating was in Benos. I picked her up on the corner. We met the parking lot there of the shul, which today is a shul again, used to be dilapidated. We always remember the parking lot. We used to meet there, and I drove to Museum Village, and they were doing a demonstration. There was a lady with the weaving loom, and I kept on asking her, you know, what happens with this? What happens with that? I was really very legitimately curious. Later I found out that, you know, the girl I was dating, who ended up my wife, said he's such a mensch. This boring stuff, he may believe he was interested. And he asked all kinds, made the lady feel so good. He's such a mensch, unbelievable. Can I say, she got it wrong, right? So it was very, very nice. But anyway, we should have done a camp trip to the weaving room. Anyway, here he's talking in the Ramah, Beget Shashesi Shomeshi Ba'arev Shal Pishton. If one, now the pishta by itself is not a beged. It's one way is not a beged. It's only a beged with the other threads. Still, also a taifa in semer, You're not allowed to sell it. Afa pisha rubai shal meshi. I think it's 50-50. But he says it's roiv shal meshi. The meshi was the shesi, okay? Lachain osalasais talisais. The begodim shekairin. Whatever. Kiar shal pishtan vavaklaim imatitis. Okay, let's learn. I'd like to come back to this. Ramah talks about chutim. I'd like to come back to chutim. Oh yeah, you're allowed. There's no avera to make it, even to make sal to goyim. When he says now you should make it, I guess the talis probably will be bought by a yid. And you're right. The disser, it's not taka to make it. Losha also lasa is lav dafka. Yeah. Okay. The second machloik is that again reprocessed fibers. It's siv bay. So machloik is machaber Ramah. Good old fashioned. Rambam Mechaber and Ramah argument. Hoise beged kulay tzebe gamalim ve'arnovim a canvas. You have a beged, it's all minacher. Va'oreg by chutzal tzeme mitzad zeh v'chutzal pishta mitzad zeh. They don't touch each other. You have a beged. Let's say you sew on the threads with flax. You sew on the buttons rather with flax, and in the collar there's wool. So the wool of the collar and the flax of the buttons are never going to touch each other. The beged itself is made out of a different min. So in that case, the Mechaber says, Hari zeh osur mishum klayim. It doesn't matter. In Lomdis, the way the Rambam Shita is understood, klayim is a din in the beged. You can't have a beged with tzemer or pishtin. They don't have to touch each other. A beged that tzemer or pishtin is us. So we have one chut of tzemer, one of pishtan, and oh, so it's tofer. Tofer is already chayiv even without our. Let's play Rashi. No, the mechaber shita is even if you have wool on one side and linen on the other, it's one beged. It's a din in the beged, and not a din in the chutim. Chutim have to touch each other. Then the Ramah argues. The Ramah says yei shayrim, and there are those who argue. He says kain pirshu. Tosefta, Harash and Harash, okay. The Gedolei Ashkenaz say Yeshayim the Sharikai Gavna Elam Kain Orak Chutzal Tzemer Eitzel Chutzal Pishtan. Aval Amenam Noigin Yachad Shari. He doesn't say it's also the Rabbanan. He says Shari. Gross says Kain Kaza Harash for Harash. So here we have an extraordinary machlokes. If you have a chut of Pishtan and a chut of Tzemer, and they don't touch each other. Is that shatnez? So the Ramah says it's mutal chatzila, and only that he says ayla kama noigin lahakel. Simin shin sifhei. The shasat tzarachi and the mechaber looks like he's meikel, but for now the mechaber is machmir, and the Ramah is meikel if the threads are not touching each other. Okay, so this is our what. Chaber, I think, is there. I see. Yeah. Yeah, that's the way it's usually explained. Is that he holds it in the bag and he holds it in the chutim? No, it's not bittel. That's just not shatnes. Shatnes is when chutim and pishtun cross each other. Yachad means when they cross each other. So we learn two machlokes. This machlokes is rishayim. It's a bay, simple enough. And then the machlokes is how to explain bittel in sif aleph. So from this, we still have to deal with the Shas Kasha, but we'll leave that for next week. I want to deal with the bottom line in the halacha l'maisitika world of where this all comes up. There are two issues of reprocessed fibers. One we're not going to discuss today. That's when they make threads out of reprocessed fibers, and I'm not talking about that. When you buy a suit, if it says on the contents OF, you should stay away from it. You shouldn't buy suits that have OF, and we'll talk about that in Yitzhak Hashem next week. Right now, old French. I'm talking now about the padding shiloh. The shiloh of padding comes up in suits where our shoulders have padding, and ladies' garments have padding all over the place, and baseball gloves which have padding, and sometimes mattresses or. Cooking gloves for the hands. All these things have reprocessed fibers, And therefore, they fall under the shaila as follows. What are reprocessed fibers? They take all the clothing that's thrown into the bin on the corner of, still there, on the corner of Ocean Avenue, taking up a valuable parking place on Ocean Avenue and Avenue S. And everyone throws stuff in. They take it, they mulch it. They put it all into a liquid. They mulch it all. And they break up the threads. Now, we're assuming, Rebelsky assumed that no threads remain. This is something that's debated. But let's assume it's correct. Then in the mulching process, there are no threads that remain. It's broken down into fibers. But certainly, for the most part, if you ever looked at the padding, you'll see that it's basically fibers that are then pressed into whatever shape they need in order to make the padding. So here, the question is, do you have to assume or be afraid that there's wool and linen in the padding? Now, you can't do like you just take a suit, you take a piece and check it. The padding is inconsistent. I mean, it's consistent as padding, but in its contents, it's inconsistent. You have to check every part of it. One spot may have wool, one spot may have linen. The shaila is what a person does with this. So the tzirufim on which one can be makel, there are basically three discussions. One is that it should be a suffix to Rabbanu Lakula. Once it's made into fibers, so we said most Rishaitim hold, you need Shua plus Tevi. You need Shua alone is not by itself an Aveira. Rashi and Tosis both agree. Shua by itself, just combing wool and linen together, does not make it into a baguette. It's not called a baguette. And then it's Mutter. The Oyser is the Rambam. The Rambam says, Oy Shua, Oy Tevi, Oy Nois. What? Yes. No, the assumption is a shur. Shur means that it's combined.
Take a piece of wool, thread, and that's the fiber, and you just put it together.
Well, when they mulch everything together, they have to at some time make it consistent. It can't be bumpy all over the place. Combing just means that you make them all into one consistent fabric. Yeah, but they have to re-comb it or some sort of combing. Well, how do you make it? You comb it before you make the felt. You can't. It'll be clumpy. It won't be consistent. The whole purpose of combing is not the same reason people comb their hair. They want it to be straight, not clumpy and bumpy. Okay, so I don't know that the word is combing, but I think the idea of somehow smoothing it out into one fabric is sure. That's my understanding. And that's the assumption that all the places we talk about seem to understand that it's sure without having a nice. Maybe they mean the worst it is sure, I'm not sure.
It's not already.
But what?
It's old clothes, it was
red. Yeah, but it's fibers. They break it down. They break it down into fibers. That's the, and everyone seems to agree they're breaking it into fibers. There's some Ma'irim that say there may be threads that remain. But certainly the bulk of it, Rebelsky said it's all fibers. So, and the Rambam said, Oy Shua, Oy Tevi, Oy Nois. But the Beis Yosef brought that, the Torah brought that there's a Gersa, there are two Gersais in the Rambam. Even though our Gersa says, Oy Shua, Oy Tevi, Oy Nois. The Bator brought that there's a girsa that the Rambam holds like everybody else. B'Shoyshu says that's not our girsa. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, look, you have two girsais in the Rambam. One makes them the same as all the Rishayim, and one makes them a Das Yachid. So generally, Lamuti B'machlaikis, we would assume that he agrees with the others. So Lamaisa, at worst, it's the Rambam's Das Yachid. Maybe the Rambam doesn't even argue. If it's Shua alone and it's a Suffolk, so there are those who are Makel on the padding because it's a Suffolk if there's wool and linen in any given pad. Number two, which you're about to say, is even if there is wool and linen in the pad, are they crossing each other? The Ramah, we go with the Ramah. And are they crossing? One's one crossing the other. It's rachaik that they're crossing one the other. And therefore, we have these two reasons to be mekel. Rebelski was mekel on the panning. He said, you don't got to worry about it because it's shua levad. Plus, he called it a dover rachaik. He said, most of the threads today are not linen. Most of the threads today are either synthetic threads or cotton. You throw an old shirt, it's all cotton. There's some wool. And there's very little linen. So to say that there's wool and linen, that's crossing, Rebelski held as a dover rachaik. And therefore, it's mutter. What? The padding, well, it depends. If the padding is clearly a wool padding, it will be a problem. A linen padding and a wool bag, it will be a problem. But if they come back and they tell you it's a mixture, it's reprocessed, so Rebelski held that you could be mekel straight out. In Derech HaMunah, Reb Chaim Knievsky, in Perek Yud of Hilchos Klayim, Siv Beis, in the Bir Halacha, he says he asked the Chazaynish de Shaila. Shaila's not new. Said he asked the Chazaynish de Shaila, and the Chazaynish said that it's a Svek Sveika. A Suffolk, is there Tzemer or Pishtin? And even if there is Tzemer or Pishtin, a Suffolk, if they're Pagim Zebizeh. So he called that a Svek Sveika. He didn't go into the Shua business. He just said, even if there are threads, it's a Suffolk if there is Tzemer and Pishtin in any given pad. And even if there is, a Suffolk if they're Pagim Zebizeh. I don't think it's not Efshel Levurei Bakal. The rule of a Svek Sveika is there has to be Efshel Levurei Bakal to look at every bit of the padding, I assume, is prohibited.
So why do you have to look at the buttons
for? What?
So why do you have to look at the buttons for?
The buttons?
Yeah,
no, the buttons. No, you have a wool bag and a linen threads, and you have a problem. It's not. It's Efshel Levurei. You can just take a look at it and be mevarid. You should know there is a tshuva. Before the Shatnez testing was around, Yonison Steif writes that since it's Yevshel Levar, if the contents are wool, you can be Simuch Lahakal, like you say. If they can be Mavar, you can be Simuch, that usually is this way. And, so then you'll be able to check. So it saves us from being over Averis, it could be Beshaking. Anyway, Chai Kinesi, I just want to finish. After he says the Svek Sveika, said the Chazan, he said, Yirei Shemayim Yachmir. He did have Yirei Shemayim Yachmir al Atzmai on this topic. Yeah. Svek Sveika is not Mishapa. So remember, we had an exception, the Taz's exception to Svek Sveika Mishapa. The Taz went, the Suffolk of a lion came in, and even if it did come in, maybe it wasn't Dairus. It's not Mishapa. So he had a rule, the Taz's rule in Svek Sveika, is that when there's a chronological order, the logical order, the whole reason Svek Sveika has to be Mishapach is Mehechit Teisi, you go this way, go the other way. But when there's a chronological order to it, did the lion come in? If it came in, was it Dairus? Same thing here. Is there wool here? And if there's wool, does it touch the linen? Would seem to be the same type of a Svek Sveika. And what? You said you could. Yirei Shemayim Yachmir. We give it into check. We try lechatchila to be machmir. Though they check if it's a reprocessed fibers on the panning. If it's not reprocessed, then it's all one minute. There's no problem. And the Mechas Yitzchak, he also is matir svek sveka. He says Suffolk in December of Pishtin. Suffolk, if we pass it like Rashi, that panning by itself, Shua by itself is not an Isser, which is similar to what Ravelsky said. So at any rate, the bottom line is that Mikra Adin, a person could be Mekel. The Reshman Yachmar Alatzmai applies. And certainly, Lechatchila, a person, you check the Shatnez once, it costs you a few dollars, even with the tailoring, and you spread it out over the number of times that you wear a suit. It's a small cost to do things in Lechatchila Dikai.
Can they check that?
So, that's almost all they check. They check. You know something, they don't check the contents. They've been embarrassed by suits where the contents said wool and linen. They check the pinstripes, they check the threads, and they check the padding. That's what they check in suits, as far as I know. Maybe I'm wrong. I think that's what they check. The collar is the pin. Oh, you mean the outside of the collar is what?
The
lining of the collar. Okay. So, yeah, wool and linen is not. You shouldn't be bringing it to a shop in this place to test. If you buy it in the basement of Borough Park where I buy it, you'll always, it's a Yiddish guy. He's not, you're not buying sous that are all women. Okay, at any rate, this is Reish Tzadik Tes. The question of bittul of threads we left out. I hope to remember to come back to it before we start submission next week.